tomorrow from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
All right, it is Great Best Time live from X Golf up here in Frisco, the home of the 46 best courses on the planet.
I said no, bitch.
From a simulator standpoint. So coming up here to Frisco, or Rockwall, we're in Frisco, but to X Golf, and check out what they have to offer. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
Here's Dave.
Thank you. Well, so not only is today the birthday of my lovely daughter, who turns 14 today, it is also 1 month since the little man was born. He, of course, Dave, born on Christmas night.
You have more sex than anyone I know. Just kids everywhere.
Yeah.
I know, right? Twice in 14 years.
With two different chicks.
Oh, bro.
Whoa, man.
You're killing it.
Crushing it.
So, anyways, excuse me. God bless. I have a little thing. You know how Jubb had, like, something removed from his tonsils?
Yeah.
I feel like I have that thing.
Really?
Like, I feel like there's something stuck in my throat constantly.
Yeah.
So I figured out that my hearing loss was just wax.
Yeah.
But this throat thing is definitely something I need to get checked out. So ear, nose, throat in a couple weeks. Anyways, I digress. So 1 month old, he is still
a glob.
He's still trying to work into a routine. He was tiny when he was born. He was born at 6 pounds. He's up to 7.5 pounds. We took him for his 1 month checkup today.
Working out, huh?
Yeah. He's, dude, tummy time. He is crushing the push-ups.
That pace, he's going to be huge.
I know.
I know.
He keeps putting on that type
what
of
What if bone. It never right. stops?
Yeah, he's just bulk loading. Seriously. But a 1 month old, it just happens. They're going to be fussy.
Yeah.
And it's been a while, you know, when you have a kid and then your kid is 10, 12, 15, whatever, you kind of have selective memory. You block out all of that time, all the sleepless nights,
yeah,
all of the red-faced screaming at you, and you can't figure out what the problem is.
Yeah.
And so I'm living all that again, and I don't remember what I did the first time.
No.
So I'm trying to have to learn on the fly. And I wanted to share two things that I discovered, two little tricks to kind of try and calm the baby when he's going apoplectic, right? So the first thing is it's kind of like an energy vampire routine. So just give me a picture, some footy pajamas,
mm-hmm.
and tell me what's on those footy pajamas that he's wearing.
Bunnies.
Yeah.
Bunnies.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay.
Good answer.
All right. So I'll be holding him and he'll be screaming. And so I will go into this voice and this kind of improv routine that will both confuse him and drain him of all his power until he stops crying. So I'll be like, well, I see you're wearing a onesie with some bunnies on it. You know, I once had a bunny rabbit for, you know, a pet when I was young. And that bunny, he did not like being in a cage. So there was one time that my father, he told me that we needed to set that bunny rabbit free. So we took him down a country road and we walked over to the fence and I kissed that bunny goodbye and we set him down on the other side of the barbed wire fence. And as soon as I turned around, this hawk came down and picked him up. And
it's never ending.
It's just rambling. But
yeah.
He just starts staring up at me and then his eyes go cross and then he stops crying.
Aww.
So, you know, if you want to try that at home, if you have an infant,
yeah.
Try the energy vampire routine.
Just tell him a long story that goes nowhere.
Yeah, just look at something in the room or comment on what they're wearing.
Now, it that does put me back in the place of what we would do or what I would do to stop our firstborn from crying. And again, this is how bad it is for me. I remember Ike 18 years ago at that age. Van, zero memory of anything baby-wise. Nothing. But Ike, I remember, I would, as he's freaking out, I would hold him, and then I would do like this walk where I would walk very briskly, like in the house, like 10 steps, and I would count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10! And then we'd spin around real fast and then go back, and I would count again.
Right.
And it was, it's just this repetitive, weird, and parents do this all the time. Whatever trick you have.
Another trick is I kind of, it's not quite the Elaine, but it is just a real herky-jerky dance.
Yes. It's unreal. You do the crap you pull.
You do whatever you can.
Yeah.
Another thing that has worked, you know, he already has a favorite band. You know, I'm a music fan myself.
Yeah.
And so I totally can identify with him and his early affinity for music. And so his favorite band is a band called Coco Melon.
Oh, Coco Melon.
Yeah. And so we were...
That's the TV show, right?
Is it? I have no idea.
Yes.
And so we were in the car one day, and we were headed to brunch with some friends, and he was going nuts. And we needed him to... You know, he generally crashes out in the car seat, and he's fine for a while. But we needed him to do the crashing out part.
You're not crashing.
And so... we put on, I have a satellite radio in the car.
Yeah.
And whoa. I know.
Loaded.
Yeah, right.
Holy cow.
It's a trial. It's a free trial. And so they have kid-specific channels. And a couple of them are, you know, like Kids Bop for older kids. But there's one that is geared for infants and toddlers. And so I put it on that one, and this song came on. And he immediately locked in and was so into it. And the rest of us enjoyed it in our own special way as well.
Brother finger, where are you?
Here I am, how do you do?
Brother finger, what do you do?
Building things, that's what I do.
Okay. Then it gets weird.
Oh, then it gets weird, okay.
Sister finger, where are you?
What?
Sister finger.
Sister finger, what?
Yeah, it's the finger family.
Right.
And it makes a little bit more sense when you're watching the video on YouTube, but when you're
the
just
video?
Hearing, when you're just hearing the audio and they bust into sister finger.
Right. It's a little disturbing.
Yeah. It threw us for a loop, but it's Wells' favorite.
It is the second most subscribed YouTube channel, the Coco Melon channel.
How many?
Let's see. Total views right now at 173.9 billion.
Yeah. Finger Family has 938 million views.
Billion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There's no telling how much money the Finger Family's blasting.
So yeah, now it's TV, and I mean,
oh my.
It's a whole cottage industry. Wasn't around when my kids were here, but yeah.
Okay, and lastly, so my baby boy, he's a looker. He's an attractive infant.
They're all hot.
And I've had
Holy
many
crap,
people
baby.
Question his paternity. Like, surely this is not your kid. He's too good looking to be your kid. And so I have something that I would like to submit into evidence as indisputable proof that this is my child.
Okay.
Push.
Can you go back just a little bit to that cacophony there at the end?
Yeah.
Where it barely sounded human. Like, what? What? What range?
It's amazing.
Boy, sometimes.
It's like he's playing a keyboard.
Right? He's got the full chromatic scale.
The hereditary skills are unmistakable.
Yeah, Dave's.
Yeah, so the doctor said today that sometimes babies will have a buildup of gas and they'll get bloated because they don't know to relax their sphincter to push gas out. I said, yeah. He doesn't have that problem.
Yeah, not my boy.
Is that it?
Are you guys holding in laughter? It's like the king. Got some.
It's a little mustardy.
Oh my god, that's so great. Yeah, like when LeBron had Bronny at 1 month, he was like dunking.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Little toy goal over there. But Dave's kid.
Just gifted.
Yeah.
he's so special.
Yeah, I want to play the punctuator one more time because he has a lot of vocalization that sometimes accompanies it, and this was the magic melding of both ends.
Like it was, he was singing, it was almost harmony for the far. Play it again.
Oh, man. That's my boy.
Harmony fart.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, let's do a little community quick hits next.